From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag Sciences faculty have secured over $16 million in new funding to advance research projects to combat the deadly citrus greening disease that threatens the Florida citrus industry. MorningAgClips.com reports the funding is awarded from the USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture Emergency Citrus Disease Research and Extension Program, designed to provide solutions to U.S. citrus growers. Chinese leaders are considering steps towards reopening after nearly 3 years of tough pandemic restrictions. AgWeb.com reports China's growth in exports fell for the first time in more than 2 years in October as demand declined on rising risks of global recession. While China's exports are taking a downturn, so have China's imports, falling to its lowest point in 8 years. The Export Exchange Conference, recently hosted by U.S. Grains Council, Growth Energy, and Renewable Fuels Association, is already paying off. According to surveys of grain buyers who attended the event, they bought $225 million worth of grain and ethanol co-products, along with another $128 million still under negotiations. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says exports of U.S. grains and DDGS create jobs at home while helping international companies satisfy demand.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.